special featured guest, co-radio personality, investor extraordinaire, Conrad Negron. Welcome, Conrad.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in studio. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Now, before we get into our regular programming information that we like to share with you on a regular basis, it would be negligent of me not to mention, not to thank those who are responsible for me being able to chat with you Monday through Friday at this hour, that being those men and women who have served our country so dutifully. They've given some, as they say, some have, all have given some have given all. Have to take a step backwards this morning, this weekend. And I suggest, I was watching a news program earlier this morning, and they were saying that many people think of Memorial Day as the start of summer. Unfortunately, we caught an issue yesterday, and I'm going to share this. I'm passionate about this. Yesterday, we watched the Commander-in-Chief of the United States visiting the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, while men and women from our armed services are out protecting us, doing for us. And I'll chat with you a minute about my opinions on what's going on in the Veterans Administration, but it's about thanking those men and women. That's what this weekend is for. And what I started, the rabbit trail I got on here was that of how many times we neglect the idea of stopping to think. We are blessed. We're able to come in here, chat. We're able to drive the car you choose. Maybe it's not the one you want, but it is what you can afford, hopefully. You're able to get up in the morning, go to work, try to accomplish the American dream, try to buy the house, live where you want to live. You don't have somebody telling you that you've got to go do a job that you don't want to do. You've made that choice. If you don't like it, find something different. But it's because of the men and women. As we enjoy this holiday weekend here with our freedom, we need to make sure that we're being responsible and telling our kids and grandkids, what is the meaning of Memorial Day? What are we giving thanks? It's not the beginning of summer break. That wasn't why they created this holiday. This holiday was created as to pay respect to those people that we owe so much to. And I hope that we all take a little bit of time to share that. I would certainly hope that as we look at the news, and I hope that you're listening to what's going on, there are millions of Americans that we owe a debt of gratitude to who are suffering. And they're suffering because, and I'm going to be blunt. You know I am not politically correct. I try to be honest. It's because of the decisions you and I have made. We have elected people to go to Washington or supposedly go to Washington to do a job. And they're not doing it. Thus, they are letting down the people that we are sending there, the people that are working for us, are letting down millions of veterans. And who's being held accountable for it? Now, I listen to the news, and they say, well, this has been going, this is for the political goofballs out of Washington. They say that this has been going on for decades. Does that make it right? If it's been going on for decades and these people that are there can't figure out how to fix it, maybe we should get rid of the ones that have been there for decades. Maybe we should get somebody in there. I hear they talk about Secretary Shinseki, great war veteran, military man, general. Yes, he deserves our gratitude for what he has done, what he has accomplished, but the task of the Veterans Administration may be too great. I've heard some simple solutions to this. Now, listen to this one. This one just fried me last night. We can't get our Congress to agree on anything. Yet the House of Representatives, 90% of them, could figure out how to agree on a bill. Now, I don't know where the other 10% were. What the heck is the matter with those 10%? But I think there's 39 of the members of the House of Representatives dissented. The rest of them all voted in favor of a three-page bill to allow the Veterans Administration to fire the jerks who have not been taking care of our military men and women who are disabled. And the misleader of the Senate, Harry Reid, says we need to take some more time to study this before we can do anything. What a jerk. He's incompetent. He was able to vote on Obamacare 2,700 pages in 72 hours, and the Senate is leaving to go on vacation before they take care of the veterans? Why don't they send them out there to clean the bedpans? Maybe that's where they belong. This is just unfathomable how they can do that. The president, he goes off to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's mad as hell, or madder than hell. I'm sorry. It was Secretary Shinseki that's mad as hell. Get real. This isn't being mad. What's mad is when you do something about it. What does your boss do when he gets mad? Does he go off and take a vacation? Does he go out campaigning? Does he go out fundraising? Maybe he needs to roll up his sleeves. And again, I'm not saying this from a partisan or a racist issue. I'm just saying this job might be too big for any of these clowns in Washington. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. But you know something? We need to be mad as hell. We, the American people, we need to make the phone calls. We need to make our voices heard, that we need to tell these people to get their rear ends in gear and go and do something for the people that we owe the most to. We owe a huge debt to these folks, and I'm just saying it's crazy that we are letting these things get away. We're going to chat more about this. I'm going to get off my soapbox. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, a great investment, we're going to chat about it, and some tax benefits if you're buying a new house. Remember to reach me at any time. You can call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Join our mailing list. Text my last name, Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, to 22828. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We will be back in just a few.
On some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry?
Siegel Lending Team is thrilled to have helped Southern California save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Siegel Lending Team, even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home is only worth $150,000, Siegel Lending Team may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-306-1990. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99% or you owe more than your home is worth, call Siegel Lending Team. Call Siegel Lending Team today at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender licensed under NMLS 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. you might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA reverse mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for health care expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might have
suffered. Radio, within every market there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. We've shared this with you before. There is a road coming that's going to be bringing us a lot of redefaults on some of the loan originations or the loan modifications from previous days. But check out your paperwork. I've told you to read this before, and now there is a report that there is a gag order that many of the loan modifications are including now. Ocwen Bank, Bank of America, PNC, putting in a gag order telling the people that get these rewritten loans, loan modifications, that they can never publicly say, write, or post anything negative about the company doing the modification. Isn't that amazing? On this Memorial Day weekend, we see that report coming out talking about the First Amendment not allowing it in these different orders. That is the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. Again, if you're ready for that first house, next house, bigger house, maybe you want the Benjamin Franklin rate. Maybe you did get a loan modification 5 or 6 years ago, and that's about to double your mortgage payment. Give a call to the team. We will see how we might be able to help you. Speaking of helping you, we get into a lot of different topics here on Ron Siegel Radio. And I've shared with you many, many times that when I went to college way back when, I felt that I learned more questions than answers. And I think that's a good thing. I've also talked to you about having a household board of directors needing to understand the benefits of that which you do in your household for your family's benefit. There are many ways of making money in this country. Actually, there are many ways of investing money. There's really only two ways to make money. One way of making money is off of your own back. The other way of making money, which I prefer, I think you will agree, is making money off of the efforts of others. That would be called investing. And that's going to be our topic this morning, is we're going to chat with Conrad Negron about investing. Now, I don't know about you. I'm a little tired of paying $4 and change for gas. But if I was the one selling the gas, that may not bother me quite as much. Conrad, welcome.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me. Yes, gasoline prices as we go to Memorial Day, and a shout out to all veterans. God bless all the veterans that have helped us be free and be able to sit here and discuss this conversation. Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to find a bull market, find yourself a shortage, because something in the world that we don't have enough of, something that's rare, and then you'll locate your bull, and that would be the oil sector.
And that's an interesting conversation because, you know, we think about oil, that's got to be outrageously expensive to get into. It's probably not something that you can be a $10,000, $5,000, $1,000 investor in oil and gas. Do you have to be an accredited investor for that?
In most instances, now you can go and purchase stocks of, let's say, the big guys, you know, ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron. But the smaller guy, yeah, it's most important. You don't want to invest in a private placement without being an accredited investor because, yes, there are risks associated with investing like this. Yes, you can lose your money.
So let's go back a little bit because I'm a simple guy, Conrad. I like to bring this for the simple in me. And I used a term that I would ask you to kind of help us understand a little bit, an accredited investor. What is that? Give me an idea what that means.
Well, those are investors, and most of them are, you know, you're worth at least $2 million in net worth, have a certain amount of assets, certain amount of income. Basically, it's kind of a bellwether, which you have to judge. I don't want your grandmother's last $25,000. She should not be investing in anything, much less the volatility of the stock market.
Sure, and that's something that a lot of folks don't really get. If it's the last $25,000, you know, maybe it should be in a CD or cash.
Or black on the roulette table. I don't know, or red.
I don't know if we want to do that.
That's not my recommendation today.
No, absolutely. So as a how did you start with this, Conrad? I guess we should really go back to the beginning. How did you get into oil and gas?
Well, that's a great question. I guess it would start with the Beverly Hillbillies.
I was going to say, you don't look like T. Boone Pickens.
Yeah, more like Jethro.
Okay.
Now, you know, actually, I got started. I've been in financial services, you know, the last 30 years. I started in insurance and got involved in securities and working on Wall Street. I was really fascinated with the energy sector, oil, natural gas, commodities. And I started doing a lot of research in Wall Street on oil and gas. And at the time, with Prudential-based securities, they had energy income funds, energy growth funds. I spent a lot of time learning about that. And a lot of people made investments. And Wall Street actually really screwed up the oil business. If you go back to the mid-'80s, they were offering limited partnerships. You were not getting tax deductions, which I have the last great American tax shelter still exists. They went out and they raised $500 million, and they spent most of it on fees. And the investor really just – they never made any money. They ended up – the limited partners ended up suing the general partners, and it just was – it was not good for the investor.
So explain that part a little bit because that was what, in the 70s, 80s?
That would actually be almost specifically 85, 86, right when the bull market started.
And I think at that point, all that we really thought about or the people that I knew of that were getting involved in that was really just for a tax shelter. You didn't expect to get your money back.
Well, actually, at the time, those limited partnerships did not have pass-through benefits, so you did not get a tax.
So they were being advertised as that. We just didn't get them.
Well, yeah, the only way that you can get them, again, a lot of people say you're thinking big and investing on Wall Street. You have to go directly to the wellhead. So what you want to do when you're investing today, you want to get a working interest, not just a share. So you invest in a particular private placement memorandum. You're going to invest, again, I'm using round numbers, let's say $25,000 per unit. You buy one unit, you're going to get a tax deduction, which is called intangible drilling costs, one of the last great American tax shelters. So depending on your tax situation, you're going to write off anywhere from 60 to 85% of that investment.
Wow. So and what kind of a return historically? I know we can't predict the future.
Well, returns are different, again, depending on where you're drilling at and what the situation is. So as an example, let's say we're going to go out and we're going to drill three wells, and that'll be the program. We're raising, again, round numbers here, we're raising $1 million. We're going to drill three wells, and you're going to have a working interest. Let's say one of the wells doesn't really hit. The other two are pretty good, depending on how many barrels a day. Again, round numbers, $100 at $100, 100 barrels at $100 is pretty good money.
Absolutely.
Because we've run out of, you know, cheaper oil. If you look at the historical trends in oil, it's really ticked up over the last well, 14 years.
So let me ask you this concept, because the difference, you don't drill for gas, you drill for oil, is that correct?
Well, some places you do drill for gas.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So you're going to, a lot of places, let's just say in West Virginia, in the Appalachian Basin, we're going for gas there. We might get a little bit of oil, and or we go into, let's say, West Texas, we're going to get both gas and oil. But the oil is predominant, and then there's gas also, again, depending on the depths, depending on the formation that you're going after.
So for this simple guy, and I follow probably the news more than most, maybe probably too much, some people would suggest. But back in 2007 or 2008, we had a big spike in automobile gas prices. And I think we saw, and that was during the last years of President Bush, we saw gas get up to about $370, $380, if I'm not mistaken. And that was in California, because we like to pay more here.
Yes.
Just so we can keep our politicians doing nothing in Sacramento. But the president came out with a speech saying that he wanted to promote offshore oil drilling and the fracking. And I think that's when South Dakota and North Dakota got so busy. And gas prices at the pump dropped in half pretty quick. How does something like that happen? How can somebody, obviously a president has tremendous power, but could that happen again? I mean, you've been saying that gas prices are going up. Could that happen again?
Well, I mean, I actually go back being interviewed, and there is video of this, but I predicted at the time when gas was around $220, $230, I said it's not going to go down any further. It's going to go up, and it went up into the high threes. We had some fours, some places even some $5.
Right.
I paid $4.40 the other day, and they talk about the national average is $3.30. Well, we're way above the national average. But it's got to be understood it's a supply and demand issue that, obviously gasoline is made from oil, and it's priced in that way. I got bad news today. Gas prices aren't coming down.
Really?
They're not coming down for a while. If you look at oil trading about 101, 102 was trading, pretty much last week at about 99 to 100, and we had got the highs maybe 7 months ago. But oil is going to trade right in there, because you've got to understand, besides the supply and demand issue, you're seeing these emerging Asian countries, India, the demand is just off the charts.
Okay, so, but the demand, obviously, I agree, is off the charts. But if we start opening up our own technology, I mean, to me, and I'm going to ask you about this when we get back too, I just don't understand the fact that we don't mind Mexico drilling in the Gulf, but we don't want ourselves to drill in the Gulf. And then we've had all these other people are saying, we have the natural resources, but maybe we don't want to get at them. I want to chat with you a little bit more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll talk more about gas prices, how you can invest in oil and gas. We're going to talk about some of the existing home sales and maybe how you can pay down some student loan debt. You can reach us anytime at our off-air number, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
All gave some. Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue. And some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all you liberties and recall. Some gave all.
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and your mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would love to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo fixed rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 5.25%, 15-year rates below 4.5%, and if you can believe it, 10-year interest-only hybrids in the low 4s. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all of the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. SiegelLendingTeam.com. S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender licensed under number 6066 and 217037.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO-certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free, and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Rondi can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
If you're reading this, my mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun. I'm hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's, I guess, the only way we can come back on this Friday before Memorial Day. Conrad, join me thanking the veterans for all that they've done. What do you say?
Well, you know, my father's a veteran, and, you know, I don't know what to say. My dad lied about his age to get into World War II.
It's amazing. I get chills on days like this where we are so blessed to be able to say what we want to say because there have been so many veterans that are out there doing what you do. And I guess, you know, it sounds very, I don't know if the right word is shallow, to just say thank you.
Yeah, it is. What do you say? What do you say to guys who are in Normandy? How many people that are in Vietnam and were helicopter pilots and, you know, got John McCain was a prisoner of war? What do you say to those guys?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I guess we can't do much more. I mean, everything we do, we just owe the military people. And I know that we're broadcasting. We've got several military bases in the sound of our voice. You might have some kids that are even or spouses that are serving our country. If that's the case, not only do we owe our gratitude to the men and women that are wearing the uniform, but their families go through a lot as well, and we just have to say thanks.
I couldn't imagine dealing with it.
It's amazing. But we do go on. We enjoy what we're doing here. We've been chatting this morning with Conrad Negron, iCanco Energy. I should take care of a little bit of business here in the morning. Our real-time real estate segment brought to you today by that down payment assistance program. Existing home sales increasing. That's some good news coming out of the National Association of Realtors. Existing home sales up 1.3%, $4.65 million annualized units. So if you're hearing somebody saying that the real estate market is dead, there's another boom coming. We haven't even got back to the numbers where we were back in 2008. So I don't really think we're seeing the market where it's going to have another bubble like it was. I could be wrong, but I just don't see that. The numbers don't bring that to light. That is our real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by that down payment assistance program, 3% to help you buy a new house. Remember, veterans, you don't pay any down payment. If you're fitting within that veteran VA loan guidelines, no down payment, no mortgage insurance. We have some veterans, and I understand this. I hear this on a regular basis, battling credit score issues. Give a call today to Credit Sanitizer or go on creditsanitizer.com. If you go anytime this weekend, I will tell them to give you a $100 discount on their services. Just tell them you heard it here, Ron Siegel Radio, $100 discount on their creditsanitizer.com anytime between now and midnight on Memorial Day. So that's our little way of saying thank you for all that you have done for all of us. Just a pittance on my part, but thank you again. Let's get back to our conversation on energy independence, so to speak, or financial independence with Conrad Negron. Iconco Energy is the name of Conrad's company. Been doing this for at least 25 or 30 minutes. How many years have you been in the oil and energy services?
It's interesting. Well, I've been in financial services almost 30 years. I got involved in oil and gas, met a gentleman who was an independent guy. A lot of sometimes the when it comes to investing, smaller is better. Some of the smaller oil and gas companies have discovered most like 65% of the fields in this country's history. And you would think it's the big guys, but I got started and met a guy who went out, wrote his own check, drilled, completed, produced, and then he has his reserves. So let's just say he had, you know, $50 million in reserves. A company like Anadarko will come along and give him 35 cents on the dollar. So he gets, he makes a ton of money. Cost him $2 million. He sells it for $15 million. Anadarko is able to put the reserves on their balance sheet as a performing asset.
Okay, Conrad, wait a second. You've got a backup here for me a little bit because you've got a lot of terms in there that I want to understand a little bit better. So we went from a small guy, $50 million, before we even get to that, I want to just throw out that it sounds to me like this whole industry, this whole sector, is a microcosm of the U.S. economy. Starts with the small business, goes to big business. Small starts with, you know, the guy that just has a dream selling off to, you know, Microsoft.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. That's a good question. A lot of people's perception of the oil and gas business is, oh, it's all these multi-million-dollar corporations making money. You've got to understand there's landowners. So your mom and pop own a big ranch. Exxon comes along, or me, Mr. Operator, comes along and says, hey, I'd like to lease your land and drill some wells on it. So we sign the lease. You get a royalty anywhere from 6 to 12%. I drill the well. I have to maintain it. If I leave the property, then the lease expires, again, without getting into technical leasing here. But the small guy, you know, your oil man that have been around, it's a very small business. An oil man, like this gentleman I met, Mr. Walton, he would go in and he would lease, let's call it 1,000 acres. And he's going to have to drill a certain amount. You have spacing. You know, they don't just put them real close to each other. If you look at the old pictures in the old days, you know, they spaced, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet. That doesn't happen anymore. So he'll come in and drill, the small guy. He'll drill a well. Let's just say it's $1 million to drill and complete and produce. And then you have your reserves that you've calculated. So let's say you have $10 million in reserves.
Okay, so that was the number that you were using before. You said that there was a $50 million in reserves.
Correct.
Where does that number come from?
You have geological and engineering reserve reports. A third party will come in and do an analysis of the formation. A lot of times you've got to.
Would I call that a forecast?
No. It would actually be they forecast before we drill.
Oh, okay.
After they do it, you have a sheet that says recoverable reserves are such and such.
So we know we're going to get that.
You know you're going to get a certain amount of oil. You've got to understand a lot of people's perception of the oil business is that you're going out there drilling holes. That's wildcatting. And people used to do it. Technology today has allowed us to forecast. Now, I know that I drill in this field. I can drill 20 wells that will produce, on the average, initial production, whatever it is, 10 barrels a day. In the old days, like Shell would drill these wells. If they didn't get, let's say, 50 barrels a day, they got 44, shut it down. They just shut it in.
Wow.
So then now you have guys coming back from the 80s when they drilled all these wells and they shut them in. Again, this is a huge investment opportunity. Today still exists. And that's going back in and reworking fields. So it's only going to cost me, I'm rounding numbers, instead of drilling the well for $350,000, it cost me $75,000 to re-enter.
Reopen it.
And reproduce the reserves.
So let's back up, though, because we used that number of $50 million in reserves, and you said that it was, $1 million to start that or something.
Yeah, let's just
like
say
that.
It cost me $1 million to drill the well and complete it.
Okay, so, and then we went to the next number. You said that you sell it off to one of the big guys, Anadarko, for...
Well, they'll come in and let's just... Again, I use $50 million as an example. It could be $23 million. Could be
right, whatever the number is. Whatever just trying to be simple.
Yeah, whatever the number is, they're going to offer him cash up front. Again, I'm using rounding numbers, 40 cents on the dollar.
Okay, so 40 cents on the dollar. So now that's real money now. That's not
real money. So okay. Let's just say whatever that total is, he's into it for $1 million, and he basically got $5 million to go away. And they put on...
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Someone wants to pay me $5 million to go away?
Well,
there's a lot of people that want me to go away.
Just the price isn't good yet.
Not too many people have paid come up with enough money.
Well, this guy was just a regular guy. So if you think about it, you do that four times a year, you make $20 million, $25 million.
And we can actually get involved in investing in these kind of things.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, people are doing it. You're investing directly at the wellhead is the only way to get it. You know, as an example, let's just say you had it's usually a third or a quarter. So if you invested whatever your amount of money that you invested in, let's just say that the take 1 month was $1,000. That was the total production. You're going to get roughly $600. Usually it's a little bit more, but you get $600 out of that $1,000. That's yours for your interest. So it's a pretty good return.
Wow. We're going to have to understand a little bit more about this.
It's a little complicated. It's once you get to know it, obviously I've been doing it for a while, but again, you're going to also, you invested that money, you got a 65 to almost 85% deduction off your tax returns. Your accountant will file a K-1, and then you also get a 15% depletion allowance, which means 15% of your income is tax-free.
Wow.
It's getting better every minute, isn't it?
And when you mention that, you have to make sure your accountant understands, because I think about these things from the home finance side. Depletion gets added back to your income.
You're depleting a natural resource.
But it gets added back to your income for the purposes of qualifying for a mortgage. You got to remember about that part as well.
That's right.
You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, and ways to make money. If you want to meet Conrad Negron, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to put you in touch. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
And he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and your mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would love to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo fixed rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 5.25, 15-year rates below 4.5, and if you can believe it, 10-year interest-only hybrids in the low 4s. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all of the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. SiegelLendingTeam.com. S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender licensed under number 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call
800-306-1990. Damn steady, damn true down to the core. And I will always do my duty. The price I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Thank you once again, as we say. We want to make sure we say more. We can't say it enough. Thank you to all of our veterans this Memorial Day. Our appreciation for allowing us to do what we do, and we welcome you back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. With every market, we say all the time, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day at Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We've been chatting this morning and getting educated this morning on what I would share, and I'm going to ask Conrad this. Conrad, is this what we would identify as alternative investments?
Yeah, I guess you could call it. Yeah, would be. It's not a it's not a liquid market. If you invest in a private placement, there's not really a secondary market.
So we're not. It's not like this is not for those folks. Actually, I suggest, if you need your money in the next 2 years, it should not be with what we're talking about, Conrad. We should not be dealing with the stock market. We should not be dealing with real estate. If you need money in the cash that you need for the next couple of years, you should always have this liquid, either in CDs, treasuries, something that you can go and get your money out readily. We're talking about some of your longer-term money, a portion of your portfolio, not your entire portfolio. Conrad, I don't think you're even allowed to put your entire portfolio in the investments like this, are you?
No. I mean, as somebody who understands suitability laws, you would never, the old piece of pie you bring out. Some people might be a little more heavy in stocks, maybe some in bonds. A lot of people I've seen for many years that got hurt as the real estate bubble is they were too heavy in real estate.
Sure.
They had 80% of their investments, 90%, three houses, a couple properties. People shouldn't be doing that either.
Absolutely. You want to be diversified. That's the key thing. So what I'd like to do, we don't have a lot of time left, but I'd like to spend some time, Conrad, understanding. We started off talking about the oil market, the gas market, that it's gone up significantly. We've talked about the fact that we could be opening up more markets within the U.S. We've seen that in the Dakotas. They're doing great over there. They don't need a minimum wage in the Dakotas because it's called supply and demand. If you want to get somebody to work for you, you've got to pay them a big wage, even at McDonald's.
I was going to say, Ron, I wanted to give kind of a tip to your listeners. Something that's really creating, I guess, global buzz. If you look at the Ukrainian crisis, 30% of Europe depends on Russia, and Putin controls the spigot over there. They talked about the other day. They said it. Karl Rove said, "Well, we have to start creating facilities to compete against. Hey, instead of getting you get it from us. That now we're talking about LNG. That's liquid natural gas. We have." Two importing of natural gas stations in this country. We have zero exporting. So if you're going to export LNG, that's liquid natural gas into liquid, it's the only way you can transfer it. So we're going to have to now build ships and processing stations to even compete. That's 10 to 12, 14 years away. So Anybody that's involved in building these tankers, anybody involved in oil services, especially in the exporting building of an exporting power plant, the wealth will be tremendous.
And we heard from Jimmy Fallon last night, the all-knowing, that there was and you can probably explain some of this better, that there's a $400 billion agreement between Russia
and China. Yes.
So that China can get more gas. I think China has enough gas as it is, but
they're the ones who are creating global warming. Yes, they did sign a deal. So they're looking at, if we don't build the Keystone Pipeline, we're going to be in big trouble for forecasting, because if we don't build the pipeline and get everything going into the Gulf, there's absolutely no way we can export back through the Panama Canal or across to Japan. You got to remember, Japan has no natural resources. $4.50 an MCF. That's the current price of natural gas today. Do you know what it is, an MCF, that's a million cubic feet in Japan?
No.
$16 to $18.
Four times what it is.
Yeah, so I mean, if it costs me $1 to get it out of the hole and I could sell it for $18 across the world, well, that's a huge opportunity.
Absolutely. So let's back up, because you had made a comment in our last segment. If you didn't catch the last segment, it'll be on Ron Siegel Radio later today, or you can catch all about 400 of our shows right there on iTunes. If you've got a little bit of insomnia, you might want to listen to a lot of those. But, Conrad, you were sharing with us that if I want to invest in this oil and gas industry, you go directly to the...
My recommendation is you go directly to the operator.
Okay, now, but that's confusing me. I'm a simple guy.
Okay.
I don't know where to find the operator. What does that mean to me? If I'm an accredited investor and I've got, I'm just going to throw out a number, simple, $100,000 that I want to just try this with. I have to go and find some ranch somewhere?
You wouldn't call Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
Okay. They don't really do, they have other types of products. But as an example, if myself, what I do as an investment advisor for years, I talk to my clients and say, hey, look, you may want to consider that $100,000, maybe put it into an oil and gas private placement, or go directly and do a working interest agreement with an operator.
But I'm a simple guy, and I don't understand that. So I call you because you're smarter about this than me, and you're able to give me the guidance so I can understand what I'm doing. I don't know enough about it.
I mean, it's a legal document. Most of the time, they either register them or they don't register them, without getting into securities law here. But most people will go, they'll have an agreement, they'll sign their purchase agreement, and they may fill out all the documents, and then you get in return, you get your contract signed back, and you have a working interest in the wells that this company is going to drill. Most people do it in like a 3 to 5 well program. I mean, I wouldn't be investing in just one well. There's too much chance for something to go wrong. A mechanical problem or the cement gives way, then it doesn't work.
So again, even within the investing in the wells, you're saying diversify.
You got to diversify. So the more wells that we're going to drill, the better that you're not exposed to just one well.
So, but what I was trying to get at is I need to talk, I spend my time doing radio, and I spend a lot of time studying the news so I can bring information to the audience. I lead a lending team. I don't have time to go and figure out what's good for me in this sector of investing. So, I know if I call Merrill Lynch, I've got an advisor there that let him manage my money in that area.
He'll tell you not to do it.
No, I mean, but he manages that portion of my asset allocation.
Uh-huh.
So there are people like you would be the one that I would call to manage this portion of my
Correct.
Allocation?
Correct. I manage it. Again, I want to stress, you know, there's you don't know what's going to happen. You would think that since we're drilling in a proven developed area that has proven reserves, we're going, you know, you're going to hit 100% of the time. Again, you can have mechanical problems, and we can talk about the accident they had. That was a mechanical problem out in the Gulf
right.
a few years ago. But no, I mean, you do your homework. You have to look at I provide the information to you, the geology and the backup, and you look at it and you make a decision that, yes, I'm going to invest. The company's the operator. You're doing business directly with the operator. There's no middleman. I'm not a broker. I represent the operator.
Okay. So, but at least I can get some guidance. That's what I'm looking for.
You'll get good guidance, and I'm also taking into account suitability. If you're not suitable, you're not accredited, and you understand that you'll be okay if you lose all this money for whatever reason.
Interesting. Okay, so that's the key thing right there is just understanding. So let's go back to geopolitical issues. Why is it that the U.S. doesn't want to deal with the Gulf, but we don't mind buying oil from Mexico? When they're getting it out of the Gulf.
Well, we are in the Gulf.
Okay.
The United States is in the Gulf. I've flown across the Gulf even at 30,000 feet. You can see those platforms out there. But yes, no, the big guys are out there. You've got to understand, as an example, the Deepwater Horizon accident that happened, Chevron and all the guys, this is a hundreds of millions of dollars project. That was a temporary, there's a rig that comes out there temporarily. They drill it and they fill it up with concrete and they plug it until you come down. Now you build a platform before you produce it. That well will not produce for 3 or 4 years. It's not immediate.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that you still got to build a pipeline underwater
sure.
to get it back to Houston.
It's
very capital intensive.
Interesting. And like you say, it's everything takes a long time
well, again,
in this environment.
Just to jump in, a lot of people think the oil business is dirty and we're just unenvironmentally sound. That is just so far from correct. I mean, sure, there's accidents in every arena. The deep water was an accident. The incredible way that they fixed it is incredible, much less the accident.
Amazing information. I hope you appreciate this. And I ask you this every morning. Set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. If you're interested in investing in oil and gas, I'll give you a call. Give me a call, and I'll put you in touch with Conrad Negron. My number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You can reach us at ronsiegelradio.com. You can text me. You can get on our mailing list by texting my last name, Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, to 228-228. Again, thank you to all of our veterans on this Memorial Day. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Can't come home.
No, we can't come home.